COVID-19 has resulted in many people taking on do-it-yourself projects. With summer here, too, a lot of folks are looking at building that deck or putting up that new fence. But it might not be easy to complete that project with a lumber shortage. Several stores around Manitoba are reporting little to no stock right now. Liz Kovach is the president of the Western Retail Lumber Association based here in Winnipeg. Good afternoon, Liz.
Good afternoon, Marjorie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Thanks for joining me. How much of a shortage are we seeing here right now?
There's a large shortage. Somebody recently had said to me, trying to find a treated 2x6 is a little bit rarer than gold at the moment. I don't think anyone could have predicted that this is the situation that we would be in this year.
Yeah, no. So a lot of people are wondering, too, you know, they've got so many summer projects underway. Why is this happening?
Well, I guess at the beginning of this all started when COVID-19 hit. And like everyone else, I don't think anyone has a crystal ball to be able to look into the future and see what consumer choices were going to be and what situation we were going to be in. As we reflect back and look at the beginning phases of this, there was a lot of closures. The sawmills in BC had closed down for 2 to 4 weeks. So obviously there wasn't product being manufactured. And when you look at Canada and you look at the actual lumber supply, natural resources are a big part of our economy, and of course, a lot of the lumber comes from Western Canada, and it is shipped across the country. And when you look at the situation in Ottawa, Ontario, and in Quebec with the construction closures, there's a lot of plywood that gets shipped out to those provinces. About 80% of what is manufactured gets shipped to those provinces. So there was there was some risk averseness and probably some uncertainty in what the market was going to need and what would be required. And no one really predicted that the DIY market would be so vast. And I guess with homes being the largest investment that a lot of people will make, they decided to take the time, whether they're not working or whether they're in self-isolation or whatever that might be, they decided to put some of those investments that they've been putting off into their home.
So what we're seeing right now is the perfect storm of demand and supply.
100%. And when we spoke yesterday, one of the questions you had asked me was there a way to actually be able to foresee this? And there wasn't, because this is an unprecedented situation. I know that word is used a lot right now, but even the market crash in 2008 didn't have this impact on the Canadian economy. So there really wasn't anything there that could help prepare our industry for this type of situation. And as a retailer who is struggling, at the beginning of this pandemic, who wants to make sure that they can continue to operate their businesses because they're a big part of their local communities. They would like to be able to sell product that consumers are demanding, and it makes it a challenge for them right now.
Excuse me, I just had a cough there for a second. Sorry about that. When do you actually see then the market catching up?
Well, likely closer to the fall. Some of the predictions I've been receiving is any of the orders that are being put in right now in terms of lumber, there's about a 6-week period for that to be completed. And any of the orders that have been put in to date will obviously take some precedence. So we're looking into sort of August into September for some of those materials to be shipped.
What does this mean then for the lumber market? Because what does this do for prices then?
It will for sure increase the prices. As soon as the demand goes up and the supply goes down, obviously things become a little bit more rare and the pricing will go up. It's no different than what happened with the PPE situation at the beginning of this. The pricing had gone up because there was so limited amounts on the market initially until folks started to retool their manufacturing facilities.
We've heard of many industries that have been hit hard during this pandemic, but it seems the lumber industry isn't. How's it going so far for the industry in this pandemic?
I think overall, the industry is probably happy with where they're at. We do represent the West. So when you look at provinces like Alberta, who've been struggling for the last 3 years, this really would have been a good turnaround for them. And it's a challenge for them when they don't have the materials. When we look at it from a bigger scope, our industry has a huge impact on the GDP simply because a lot of the materials that we distribute are manufactured here in Canada. So we are doing well right now. The concern is this going to create some challenges for our membership in the fall?
And it will it create challenges, do you think?
It could potentially if we can't catch up with the projects and if the demand starts to get increasingly higher as things start to open up. So it will be interesting to see where we're going to be at in that September-October timeframe.
Have you ever seen anything like this before? I mean, we are in some very unique times, but I mean, to hear that stores are just running out of stock.
Yeah, this is a very unique situation. And in speaking with a lot of our members who've been in this industry for a long time, this is like nothing they've experienced in the past. And it's a challenge for them. Not only are they, some of them are very short-staffed right now because you have people who have not yet returned to work. So you've got folks who have high demands in terms of turning around customer inquiries, but also the challenge of trying to source lumber to fill those projects. And you're dealing with a lot of frustration on all those sides. So this is definitely one of those years that's going to go down as a learning opportunity for sure, and hopefully one that we never encounter again.
So do you think there will be some unfinished projects then for part of the summer?
I'm looking at my neighbor who's next door to me, and he's only been able to find the particular lumber he's looking for at one Windsor plywood store here in Winnipeg, and I don't know if he's purchased enough. So I think there is going to be that, and I don't want to make light of that situation, but in terms of where we have been in this last few months, I think this is a better problem than actually trying to maybe drum up some business. It's nice to see that there is some consumer confidence out there, and it's really important for consumers to have that confidence and support their local businesses because it does contribute greatly to the community in so many ways, and it certainly helps folks get back to work, create some of those employment opportunities, which then allows for some of that additional spending in other areas as well.
Liz, this is definitely a talker. I've been hearing from a lot of people, too, about how they just can't seem to find all the supplies to get the job done. This is affecting a lot of people here in this province. Thank you for joining me today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
That is Liz Kovach. She is the president of the Western Retail Lumber Association here in Winnipeg.